This is part two of being double, and I'm talking about guerrilla tactics. Guerrilla warfare involves fast-moving, small-scale actions aiming for the Achilles heel of the dominant forces, and this is exactly what we are set up for now. Our aim is to work with the Earth to help boost her signal, which is moving through us all the time. And we do this by consciously aligning ourselves with how nature works so that we're able to make better choices, be more effective, and perhaps avoid major disaster. In part one, I mentioned how we leave our energetic imprint on personal items, such as photos and signatures, and that these things remain in resonance with their owners, no matter how far apart they are in space. Or in time for that matter. The connection via body parts and fluids, the resonance between them is even stronger. That's why death cults like relics. In cultures of the not too distant past, royal families employed servants to hide or even eat toenail clippings and hair trimmings, and this was to ensure that they didn't fall into the hands of rival families who might use black magic to cause them harm. This magic is resonance, lying behind the old doctrines of signatures and similars, and used in radiesthesia, biogeometry, and psychometry today. The totally hacked so-called sciences of today use the twin tactics of denying the existence of things and processes that cannot be seen or measured by its instruments, while at the same time pretending that other things exist when they don't. This is all in the service of the control agenda. Resonance is a principle of nature that works whether you believe in it or not, and it works in exactly the same way all the time, whether you call it voodoo, distance healing, or music. So let's have some fun with it. Currently, how many imprints of you do you think there are in the world? Photos, signatures, your birth certificate, memories, blood samples, all that testing that people foolishly went along with. How many of these imprints are behind enemy lines, as in held by organisations that are working against the best interests of humanity and all of life on Earth? These imprints are satellites of you, always in your orbit and resonating at your frequency, continuously, concurrently, 24/7. This is the guerrilla army of you. The closer your personal alignment with Dragon Mama, the energy body of the Earth, the more powerful your resonance. When you're plugged into the land, in a place you love, you charge the dragon lines where you are and all the way back to where you came from, where you were born, and along the new dynamic earth grid we are now generating. This is also resonating with all your imprints wherever they are. Close your eyes and see this web in your mind's eye. You are never alone. When your heart sings, when you feel open, relaxed, content, positive feelings and frequencies, not only is your guerrilla army singing with you, but so is Dragon Mama. Likewise, when you feel down, in pain or rage, grief, all of those imprints of you are resonating at these low frequencies, and so is the Earth. I have no idea of the cumulative effect of these things, but it works in a similar way to the synchronization of a clock pendulum or soldiers marching on a bridge. They will step in unison, the bridge will start to sway and could even collapse. So what is the effect of high frequency vibrations? We've yet to find out. It's not difficult to see that the scaffolding of the modern world is collapsing. This is the action of natural forces working through people. Because when all processes reach their extreme, they switch polarity. This is the principle of enantiodromia. Even the psychoparasites are subject to nature's rules, which is why they have to hide from nature and set up a construct to shield themselves from nature's influences. None of them look like healthy outdoor types, do they? But nature plays a long game and depends on us to let her know what is working for us and what is not. She needs us to set the boundaries, to say no. We do not accept technological violation of our natural frequencies, nor mutilation of our biology. What is being done to children under the guise of freedom of choice or safety is just unspeakable. When you feel angry or rage about any of these things, it is your natural instinct responding to danger because there is something you can do about it. There's something you must do about it. When there's no immediate physical threat to respond to, you act from your energetic core. These feelings are the earth calling you to take action and raise your own frequency. This is how energy and information work now outside the bubble. The energy and the feeling comes directly from the earth and into your body, and you register it, and then you find the information you need to deal with the matter at hand. Not what you think you need to be doing from past habits. The action you take in your life, how you live, the choices you make matter. Your actions are far-reaching. You are indirectly affecting all the other people in your frequency bandwidth, whether you know them or not, whether you'll ever meet them or not. It is not about ignoring the bad things, nor pretending they don't exist. It is just recognizing these things as a call to boost the morale of your guerrilla army and support the earth and each other. So these are the things that help me stay balanced and happy most of the time, even when things go wrong. Gratitude. Gratitude is such a powerful tool. It's when you use your will to bring your mind into harmony with your body so that your brain releases dopamine and serotonin. These hormones make us feel lighter and happier so that our guerrilla army and the earth resonates at these frequencies and our perception of reality changes. We call into our orbit people and experiences that give us more dopamine and serotonin. Letting go. This is really the complement of gratitude. As frequency beings, we're always forming energetic attachments to other things, ideas, places, and some of them are not healthy. We also form attachments to other versions of ourselves, old identities like the ones we made to survive in the bubble. The cords or filaments can emerge from different organs and contribute to disease in that organ if it has a negative draining effect that goes on for too long. Sometimes we have to let go of someone or something we genuinely love if they can no longer be with us in the way that we want. Grief is a call to let go, so love and life can find a new path. It's not a one-off thing. We have a lot to let go of. And autumn is the letting go season, as the leaves fall and nature lets go of her finery. If you don't let go, you'll be dragged down too. I favour the cutting motions of the divas with their many arms and weapons. I locate the image in my memory of what is dragging me down, hold it in my mind's eye, and make slashing motions with my arms until the image dissolves. Sometimes I turn around and spin while I'm doing it. Letting go makes me feel lighter and with less tension in my body. I especially notice it around my neck and shoulders. The trauma release exercises are great for letting go too, as is dancing. Cold dips or showers work well. That's a whole system reset in itself. We are literally travelling light. What's the next thing? Love bomb yourself. There is nothing narcissistic about genuine acts of self-love. When you know you are part of nature, loving yourself is loving nature. This isn't self-talk, entertainment, or treats. At the energetic level, it mostly involves giving myself the time and space for my true self to reconnect with the earth. I need to sit quietly and just breathe. And also to walk in nature every day, to reconnect and feel immersed in the love of the earth. This feeds the source current that flows through me. And for me, it's necessary. I need to do this to take care of myself before I can do anything for anyone else. Loving nature. Make space and time to get outside and breathe wherever you are. Find something of natural beauty and just appreciate it. Give attention and care to a non-human being, an animal or a plant. Stand among the trees. Dance in the rain. These things matter. Movement. The new Earth grid has more vortex energy than we are used to. Tornadoes and waterspouts are evidence of this, but much smaller micro vortices are popping up everywhere too. You don't see them, but you feel them as a kind of restlessness in your body. You also notice that there is more movement in the air, more wind. The vortices in the wind are sometimes a push to movement, to get up and do something. But at other times, they are a call for stillness, to calm the energy. These vortices in the wind, they are other expressions of earth energy, and we're learning right now how to interact with them. Direction of the wind and vortices make a difference. They can be either harmful or playful and creative. The harmful energy is, at least in part, the Earth's response to a lot of the negative energy that's being put into the grid lines. If you can stay calm and breathe when this energy blows through, you'll be able to absorb and transmute some of the energy. And so it can move on and it won't harm you. I find it very helpful to notice what the dogs are going here. If the dogs want to go out in the wind, it's playful. If they want to stay in, it's wise to follow their lead. Spontaneous creativity. I love this. It doesn't have to be anything you make public or what you might consider artistic. It can be as simple as rearranging your room, baking a cake, shared activities if you have a partner. Just do something new or do the things you ordinary, you know, you do all the time, but do them differently. Spontaneous creativity is a secret weapon that completely flummoxes the AI. It's not in its programs. It doesn't know how to deal with it. And finally, mutual orgasm between a man and a woman in love is the real nuclear bomb. It can clear and reset an area for miles around.